Governor Walker is strongly hinting that he'll run for a third term in 2018. Walker swept into office in the Tea Party wave of 2010, while Republicans took both houses of the state legislature. He went on to work quickly on signature pieces of legislation, including gutting public unions and statewide expansion of voucher schools. WUWM's Marty Michelson examines Walker's strengths and vulnerabilities as he mulls another run.
Governor Walker's latest signal that he'll run for a third term happened during a Facebook live chat earlier this month. He took questions from supporters.
Luke is wondering if I would take a cabinet position under the Trump administration. Simple answer is no. I got to tell you, I love being governor. It's one of my greatest joys and honors is serving the people of this great state.
There's no doubt Walker is gearing up for another bid in 2018, according to J.R. Ross. He's editor of the online political magazine WisPolitics.com. Ross says there have already been telltale signs, such as campaign finance reports from the past year.
So they began, start putting some things in place and ramping up a little bit. We saw them doing some fundraisers, kind of a just-in-case thing.
Ross thinks fundraising efforts will ramp up throughout 2017 and expects Walker to make a formal announcement in summer. Ross predicts one of the issues Walker would highlight, his efforts to reform government assistance programs.
Things like, drug testing, some people, able-bodied adults on food stamps.
But Ross believes one item that would dog Walker is his approval ratings. He says the governor would have to get them to come up.
His numbers aren't very good right now. He's been upside down for a while, and that hasn't changed. Governor Walker left the presidential campaign trail 14 months ago. We've not seen significant movement. Now they've gotten a little bit better, but he's still not close to being at 50% for a job approval rating. That's problem number one.
If I could point to one issue that I think will be a dominant issue between now and 2018, from both Democrats' perspectives and Republicans, is transportation.
That's Marquette University political scientist Paul Nolet. He thinks Walker's numbers may pick up if he can sell his ability to fix a $1 billion deficit in the transportation budget. The new two-year budget will be Walker's first order of business when the new legislature is seated in January.
He clearly wants to tout whatever solution comes out of the transportation debate. He wants to frame this as, look, I managed to solve this problem without raising any taxes or raising any fees.
Another factor that might play a role in the Wisconsin governor's race is Donald Trump's approval ratings after 2 years as president. Lily Gorin of Carroll University says history has shown that if voters are unhappy with Trump, a ripple effect could result.
The midterm elections are ones that can be volatile for the party in power. We saw that, of course, during the Obama administration, and we've seen it during most administrations. And it can, in fact, impact governor's races, even though they are a little bit disconnected from it in a way that House and Senate races may not be.
In the meantime, a handful of Democrats have signaled they're thinking of challenging Walker in 2018. Those include a couple of state senators, past and present, Tim Cullen and Kathleen Vinehout. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.